Is this thing on?
What kind? Are you ready for this one? UCR.
We say and what we want, give it to you nonstop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Uncensored. It's not really radio anymore, but, you know, it's still what we call it because we don't have time for that shit. So I'm Jeffrey, and then tonight we got James running the computer and the switchboard and all that happy horse shit.
Hey, everybody.
And then we got Miss Katie. How you doing, girl?
Hey, y'all.
And then we have the Aussie, the Dingo.
Good morning, everyone.
Working on the front lines, doing the night shift because it's, oh my God, I haven't even done it on this incarnation of the show. Good morning, Australia.
Good morning. Good evening, America.
Can I just say Luke was looking like a whole freaking snack on his night shift?
I've had 1 hour sleep. And I had to set my alarm and woke up for this. I had 1 hour of sleep after my night duty, and I'm back on again tonight. But we're going to do this.
Girl, you crazy. You look like you miss Rona.
Wow. Harsh.
Oh, yeah. A bit early in the show.
In Jeffrey's defense, like everything, he thinks he's got the coronavirus at least 16 times a day.
Listen. I had to go to the funeral home today, okay? We did like a show earlier today, but it was in a funeral home for Uncle Lenny. You know, my uncle shitbag, he blew his last luck bag.
Oh my God.
So after the last show, like Thursday, right? They transferred him to another hospital, which was like loaded with like Rona. And we thought he was doing better, whatever. Friday at like 11 o'clock, my cousins call me. They're crying. There's all this hoopla family drama. It's crazy. It's like a Springer episode. I'm on the phone all Friday night. He dead, girl. He dead. Mm-hmm. I'm like, get out of here. This is crazy. So we're all like, you know, boom, boom, boom. And then you can't have a funeral. So we set up like the two cameras are going, you know what I mean? I got the live stream going just like this. So one of the cameras, James is on just like he is right now. Mm-hmm. I got my one camera on me. Where Luke is, we got my uncle's body, right? So the one camera is on my uncle's body. We got my cousins in Florida. We got another cousin. Like, I got this whole show, and it's just the funeral. It was the most craziest thing you've ever seen.
It was the weirdest thing in the world to watch and be a part of producing. Like, oh, man. It was strange.
This is what we did today. And then, you know, mm-hmm. I went there and made sure I stuck, like, a pill in the casket, like a hydro and a muscle relaxer, and gave him some weed, you know, because he was a partier. I thought in the obituary we should put in that he was going to be missed by many ladies. Mm.
Well, he obviously didn't listen to your request about not dying a certain time.
I was so pissed. It was the first thing out of my mouth. When they called me, they're both, his daughters are both crying. I'm like, fuck you, call me back on Sunday. And I hung up on him.
He did.
Call me right back. I mean, they're crying. I hung up on them. I'm not.
He did.
I don't.
That's cold.
I don't care. They had to call me right back. They're like, "We're serious," and I was like, "So am I, bitches."
We do need to give a shout out to one of our viewers in the chat room, Jeffrey. You may remember this one. Jennifer Mulholland is watching our show.
Oh, hey, girl. Hey.
That's a real.
Yeah, no, I was pissed, Uncle Lenny. I was pissed. And then James is under very strict. Katie, what's going on with your life? James is under very, very strict orders that if any of my relatives started catfighting, because you could have only 10. Oh, and then my cousin, that bitch sold me out. So, right, I'm like, we're going to have the news crew there. So if my relatives start throwing down, because there's a family feud, we're going to be there and we're going to catch it. So James, we had a system worked out. So I yelled the code word. James knew he was to go live. And this fucking funeral was going to be broadcast on the internet. So Uncensored Radio was about to hit up on, you know, Uncle Lenny's funeral live.
Uncharted territory.
Everyone was about to be lit.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't is shocking to me at all.
Well, none then I get to the funeral home and I find out my cousin scooped me. She's got a freaking photographer there doing a whole news story on this shit.
Well, she learned from the best.
I'm like, I called that bitch up, right? Because we're about to do this whole thing with her. And I'm like, you son of a bitch, what do you mean you got, I'm scooped? How do you want to have the local newspaper here doing a story on what it's like to have a funeral service? Make sure they talk about the radio show and Rosie O'Donnell coming on, asshole. And we got, you know, the guy, and we got Peter Page coming on. And today we
oh my gosh.
Can never say
is he okay?
I was so pissed. I'm like, my own cousin, you bitch, I'm making it possible so you can see your father one last time and he looks like a dead Muppet sitting in this casket. And you're going to tell me that you're going to scoop me?
You are not okay.
And the
I really couldn't tell. Sweet.
I stay up on the phone all night with these bitches, and then they're going to scoop me. They'll get my bill in the mail.
You know, I can relate to that a little bit because I keep my phone on Do Not Disturb. Listen, if you're calling me after midnight, you're going to be dead still in the morning. So what's the point?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Here's the thing, though. Normally, I don't answer the phone.
That's so brutal.
But I knew it was
I'm tired, okay? Sleep is rare for
I
me.
Was the main one. Oh, my gosh.
My family's so freaking dramatic. I knew that there would be scoop. And I'm just so nosy that I want to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, she
true story.
And said, bitch, you always want to know the scoop, but you ain't answering your phone. But I finally fell asleep early because I've been so tired. So I was so pissed at this morning at 7 o'clock. I'm losing my mind because nobody's texting me back because they're an hour behind us. So it's 6 a.m. there and they're still sleeping. And I'm like, how you going to text me that their scoop and shit went down? And then I didn't answer my phone at 10:30 at night. I'm sleeping, and now it's 7 a.m. and you all sleeping, and you can't answer your phone. Get the fuck up and tell me what happened. Get up
now. I can't deal with drama before 8 a.m. Yeah.
I don't care if your father just died, bitch. Get the fuck up and tell me what happened.
But also, listen, he's saying that he wants the scoop when he wants the scoop, but he won't answer, but he won't deal with death if it's between, you know, Thursday through Sunday night. But he wants you to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to let him know what's going on, like all the scoop when he misses something.
Listen, oh, look, of course it is all about Jeffrey.
It's not my problem.
You know I want scoop. So if I didn't answer my phone at 10:39, obviously I'm sleeping, bitch. So you need to text me what happened and be like, call me. I'll call you when I wake up. Oh, hello?
Oh, boy.
I'm lost for words. I'm not shocked. I just have nothing to contribute at this point.
Now, is that due to the sleep deprivation or just lost for words?
Oh, lost for words. I think the sleep deprivation is probably making this harder to process quickly. So I'm still sort of dumbfounded, but then I'm never shocked by anything that comes out of Jeff's mouth. So
this is
but
true.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Listen, then we found out they jacked the price up. I think it's because of the virus. Instead of $800 to dig the hole, they wanted over $1,000. I lost my ever loving mind. No. I tried getting the backhoe, tried getting them up there, and they would not have no part of it. We was fighting. They hung up on me.
So what price did you manage to haggle them down to?
Yeah, this I got here. Looking for that deal all the time.
I don't care. Like, I'm like, listen, bitches, I'm going to roll up in there with our own back on. We're going to do it ourselves. Like, there's no fucking way out. I'm giving you $1,000 to dig a hole. It's not going down.
I'm lost for words again.
I got nothing here.
I'm Italian. This close to being Jew. We don't part with our money easily. No way in hell. No, and then
I'm not that cold.
Gasket. Even his daughter was like, it's just bones. It's just bones. Why you need a waterproof gasket? Do you know what happens to bones?
This whole family, oh my God.
No.
I think this funeral was made far more traumatic for this family than it had to be.
Oh, did you record all this? Was this all recorded?
Yeah, it's all recorded. We have a video to send to other members of the family that weren't able to attend or be able to see it.
Are you sure they want to see it?
This wasn't even a fight. This was just our points of view about things. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, $3,700 for a casket? Are you kidding me? Bitch, I put somebody in a box.
Look, I've always said, once I'm gone, why waste money on a service after I'm gone? Like, I would rather my family use that money and go and do something to bring themselves a bit of joy. But
I don't care who you are to me. This is why nobody wants to leave me in charge after they die. Because, bitch, you going in a cardboard box in the cheapest place. There is. I don't care. It's insane. God love them because
well, Jeff, you could money. You could I just love my,
like they
dump them in a trash bin.
Bitch, you getting burned. Whatever the cheapest thing, you getting burned. By, I don't
care. Oh my gosh,
you gone, honey. You gone, bitch. You gone. You ain't there.
So what you're saying is I'm not putting you in charge of my funeral then.
Don't do it. No, I don't care what you do to my body.
I don't think for the sake of humanity, he should be in charge of anybody's funeral.
I think I deserve a liking. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
They can use. I mean, they could probably use it to test for like resilience to things. Because I still swear from my 20s, I'm pickled, so I don't get sick. But
I remember you in your 20s. I remember you in your 20s.
I never got sick. I never ever got sick, and I swore because you know. Oh my God.
I like that.
Gotta love you, Ashley. I love you so much.
It's the truth. You know, that's the cat lady, Esther, she's like, she wants her whole body to go to science. And I'm like, why not? I'm like, because I'm not there. Like, I don't care. Why are you going to spend money on me when I go? Take the money.
The thing is, it still costs money to donate your body to science, apparently.
Everything costs money.
Everything costs
money. Everything.
You try to do the Lord's work and you still got to pay for it.
When my friend's mother and father died, the one, you know, I had to paint her face when she died. She asked me, she was a sly bitch. She was on her deathbed and she's like, will you do my makeup when I die? What do you say to somebody? What are you supposed to say? Like, no.
So will you do my makeup when I die?
I love you too, Ashley.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
So I did it. Well, doing makeup on a dead broad's a whole different ball game from doing it on a live chick. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm saying it better be the best drag makeup you've done in your life because I'm going out.
Well, you got to cake it on. I had to go get
then cake it on.
I did. I wasn't prepared. I didn't know. And then I had to pluck some of her eyebrows and she was like kind of almost done being bombed, but not really. It really was a whole experience. But I'll tell you, I got real cool with dead people because I was just chatting with her like, you asshole, make me come up in here and like, you know, pluck your cold ass dead eyebrows and shit off your cold body. Like, I just can't stand you. You know what I mean?
This is wild.
Like, I this mean, is this, wild. You know, this is my life.
I think you've shocked Luke. Like,
you really have. It's like, can he take it further? Yes, he can. The more he talks, I'm just like, Whoa!
Do not encourage him. He will go further. Look at him. He's thinking about it. How can I take it a step further? He's thinking about it.
I've just had the craziest life experiences. I mean,
so, like, I'm just looking at our clock right now. You've gone 15 minutes about talking about this.
Yeah.
Like, that was a spectacular rant.
I didn't even get to our biggest issue this week with promoting our show. Because we have to start a new Twitter account because the uncensored show, I can't hack back into it. So if anybody's watching and they know how to hack into a Twitter account, get a hold of me.
Doesn't a Facebook own Twitter now? Can't you just ask the Zuckerberg to get you in?
No.
I don't know how this works.
No. It's a whole hot mess. It's in somebody else's email who I'll never, anyways. So I can't get into it. So we had to start a new one if we're going to do it. And well, I tried to like boost stuff on my personal Twitter account because I used to do it. And because I do like stand-up stuff on my Twitter account, it wouldn't let me. And I'm like trying to figure out, well, what's the problem? So finally Twitter emailed me back after exchanging a couple things. And it said the problem was profanity. And it said that
you
I need to remove
profanity? No.
Yeah, it said I needed to remove it before that I could boost any ads. And I'm like,
I don't believe that for a second.
I'm like, do you know how many names that I've called that Cheeto in the office? Alone? I'm like waiting for like, you know.
Well, now you're going to stick to peach blossom because that sounds cute. It's almost right? like an endearing little term for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because, I worry because, you know, I've called them like a dipshit and all kinds of colorful names. So I've just stuck to the peach blossom foundation, dollar store foundation wearing guy.
You know, that's probably pretty tame compared to what other people have called him.
Yeah, well, I just don't want the, you know, anybody showing up from the house.
I mean, I'm sure they will, but that's not the point. Yeah. They're listening.
I think they'll be investigating you after this morning's conversations.
They're checking your basement.
Can you only bring fellas with over 8? Anything under is just not fun.
What?
I missed that then, and I'm not sure we want to clarify.
No, I don't want clarification. Let's keep this rolling. No. Keep going. Nope.
Thanks, fellas.
Keep it rolling. Anyways. Woo, where do you go
so
from there?
So what's new in your world, guys? Like, quickly on COVID, because with here now, the Queen made an address to, like, the Commonwealth, but I'm sure it was broadcast there as well. Which is something she rarely does, but where she like spoke directly to the people from the castle. We've also had apparently homicide detectives are now being enlisted to investigate that Ruby Princess. That was the cruise ship that docked here and let off a lot of infected people, which started the spread of COVID in Australia. So it's actually a homicide investigation now.
That's wild.
So that's what's new here that I'm aware of. I have been on night duties though, so I'm just gonna. What's happening?
How many
in the world?
People got off the cruise ship that were infected?
Oh, dozens.
The fact that they are still doing cruises blows my mind. You think with the first ship, like they would have been like, maybe we're done for a little bit.
We asked the question on our page about the two cruise ships that were kind of floating around that have nowhere to dock. Like, should they be allowed to let off? Should they have to go back to whatever their port
well, that one
is?
That one docked in Florida.
If people were pissed.
I'd be pissed too. It's not their fault. But I suppose you could argue that there are Florida residents on that ship and they deserve to go home.
Well,
but again,
people took off 3 weeks ago. So they're like, would you have gotten on a cruise 3 weeks ago?
No, absolutely not. No, I canceled a weekend trip to Boston 3 weeks ago. Like that's how like in it I was. I'm like, maybe this isn't a great idea. I think I'll just
Now here, you can't travel interstate here now. The states are locked down. Has that happened there?
No.
Currently in my county, there's a shelter in place. It's voluntary, but Onondaga County just put in a shelter in place for two weeks. And they're trying to get people to like alternate the days that they're shopping, alternate the days they're visiting state parks, like, because supposedly we are right there. We are supposedly like right at the tip, or we're about to go over.
But Easter weekend's coming up, and everyone here has been instructed not to be going on any kind of holiday, not to be taking children to anything because everything's closed anyway. But I think that'll be sort of the time to show if it's going to spread further or not.
Everything's canceled. My parents actually were thinking about hiding some eggs while we were like sleeping or in the house so the kids could find them later on. But obviously we'd have no contact. We've been with my parents for 5 years now since Grayson was born. So this is their first Easter without my oldest doing an egg hunt with them. And it's depressing. And it's sad because my son is old enough to realize, hey, I'm not going to my grandparents' house. I feel bad.
Does he sort of understand that people are getting sick and things like that? Or,
you know, what I thought was great was that his teacher was discussing it. This is a 4-year-old program. Like, this is pre-K. And the teacher was discussing what was going on with them. And some people are kind of unnerved by discussing that with kids so young. But, why lie to them?
But they understand everything. My daughter's 3 next week. She knows that there's something going on. And when she sees someone wearing a mask, oh, my God, she cleared the room. We were in Kmart. And then as soon as she sees someone wearing a mask, she's like, I'm like, stop it.
Oh,
she's
my God.
Dreadful.
I can see Buffy doing it. Buffy's such a smart ass.
Well, she's like,
you don't have to like tell them, hey, these people are basically like, they're getting pneumonia and dying. You don't have to tell them that. Like, I think the most people are getting very sick.
Little boy, you're going to get sick and die.
And this is why Grayson doesn't talk to Uncle Jeff anymore.
Yeah.
That's what I tell my children if they're naughty. I'm gonna,
because you go in a box too.
No, basically we just said people are getting very sick and we're trying to take care of the people who are vulnerable to it and, stay inside. And what I thought was funny today is we were sitting out front drawing on the sidewalk with chalk, and there's someone at the end of the street walking up to their house. And I know who this woman is, and I know she's not coming anywhere near us. Grayson goes, oh my God, someone's coming. We need to get in the house. Like, it's not that serious, but I like your spirit, kid. I like it.
You might have to set up a bomb shelter for him, by the sounds of it. A safe room.
He's not stressed over it. I just, because we take walks and we go on bike rides, and I say, if someone's coming, you need to get out of the way and give them space. Yeah. So he's just thinking, I need to give them space, and I'm just going to go in my house.
Whereas my kid's trolling these people, and she's like, as she walks past them.
Well, mommy's kind of a hippie, so... Mommy's all free love and be nice to people.
Katie, you might want to like start getting that kid like bars of Xanax.
I swear he's not high strung. I know I'm high strung and I know I'm high strung, but he's not high strung. I swear to God.
He's just conscious.
Yeah. He's just conscious, right? No, mommy's high strung, but mommy tries not to be high strung around him.
Let me just stir my coffee with a bar of Xanax.
Okay.
So, Jeff, are we able to talk about our guest today yet, or am I bringing it up too early?
My morning regimen. Yeah, we can talk about it. Who are you looking at?
Me?
Me? I'm looking.
Me? I'm looking at the chat.
Honey, what's going on? What's happening? What's wrong here? Yes, we can talk about Zach. Oh, my gosh. I keep wanting to call him Noah. It's so bad.
Is it because of his middle name?
It's, you know how I am when I nickname somebody? It's like, he's just, I don't know.
Yeah. Just it's, like I was Dingo. Yes, I'm Dingo yes. now.
I just nicknamed somebody, and then it's like, that's what happens. And then it's just, that's what happens for the rest of my life.
Mm.
And now he's just going to be Noah forever.
Well, is he okay with this, though?
Probably not.
No. Is he aware of this?
No. You know, it's kind of like after that trick comes and they don't know that they have that nickname.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you're guilty of it. You know, like you have that dude that you hook up with and you've nicknamed him like, you know, like Big Toe fucking McGee.
No, I don't know that.
You never had that guy that like he's perfect in like kind of all those different ways, but it's like there's just something about him. And you realize
I would come up with stupid names. Like when I was in school, I was terrible for it. And maybe looking back, it could have been considered a little bit mean girlish. But I'd give nicknames to people. Like one girl had a bob haircut, so she was just Jackie O for all of high school. I don't even remember her real name. And then there was someone else that we would call her Piglet Muff. And it stuck. Old Piglet Muff.
Yeah.
But a muff is a vagina. Piglet Muff? So it's actually a really offensive name.
Piglet Muff?
Piglet Muff was her name. And I think we had someone else. I don't even know. Someone was just called Camel Toe, and that one was obvious. Yeah, I was a dreadful child. So why am I shocked my daughter's walking past people going, just freaking out.
Uncle Lenny, his name is actually Vinny, but the one kid that I was raising when I was younger, for whatever reason, he called him Lenny, and that stuck. And then, you know, as he was older, because he had the colostomy bag, I'd call him Uncle Shitbag Lenny. So, like, when he's in the nursing home right before he died, I'd be like, yo, what's up, shitbag? I'm like, you got yourself in a shitty situation, don't you? He'd laugh. He thought it was funny. He got it, you know? He'd be like, yo, the nurse is already crying, man. He's like, the bag blew off, and what's going all over the place, man? I'm going to decorate the walls.
This is our show, people.
Yeah.
This is our show.
Who's him?
You see a line, and we cross it.
No, Jeffrey crosses it. He just takes it 3 miles over.
That's what I'm here for. Oh, please. I'm nothing. Wait till Noah gets here.
Yeah, well, how far off is Noah? Do we know?
Zach.
Not quite. but he should be here anytime now, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just kind of waiting it out.
Yeah. No, I got that. I get that.
But yes, to keep from the confusion, because nobody has actually said his name, we will have Zach No Towers joining us tonight at some point. And here are his social media links if you want to follow him on Instagram or Twitter. So
I want to talk to Zach about, because I saw he was making, like, he did an independent film. I want to talk to him about that, because I love filmmaking. Like, that gets me in.
It's Luke's new man crush. But here's the thing. I don't think Luke understands that you can't make a top out of two bottoms.
Did I come in at the wrong time or what?
Perfect. Was there a right time to come back to this?
No, there's never a good time.
It's just
I'm
probably
like that lesbian couple that drove the kids off the cliff, you know? Like, I just see the cliff and just go.
Oh my God.
I'm just on one today.
Lost for words again.
Tonight?
I'm on Australia time. I'm looking at the daylight, okay? That's what's happening here.
Do you want to introduce him?
Oh, is he here?
He is here.
What are we going to fight over? No, because I'm gonna call him. I'm going to call him, I think. So
Jeff, do you one-on-one with him first, I think.
No,
warm him up for us.
No, I'm not going to warm him up. You're the one with the man crush.
Oh, my God.
I actually don't
Hi, Zach. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Zach.
Hi.
Not a great introduction, Zach, but we were all fighting over you.
I thought someone was going to warm me up. I was getting all loosey-goosey over here.
Well, I have a feeling that I'm the odd man out here. So.
No, you can have a crack at it.
Well, Jeff just finished. Jeff just finished talking about just throwing dead people into fires to save money. So I'm not sure his kind of warming up is what you want.
Yeah, you don't really want to warm up over that fire, over the fire. Wow.
In fairness, you could fuck off, Luke, because I was watching his little his podcast
and there he goes. Your
live Instagram video earlier.
Really?
Yes, we did. We were watching it, and they were talking about, wait, what the hell was it? Because I took notes. I was, like, taking notes, because I'm like, oh, my God. I got to make sure that I have notes so he knows that I was actually watching and paying attention. And then I'm like, where the hell is it? Because I can't pay attention to my writing.
I believe you.
What?
I totally believe you.
No, you were talking about your favorite time to jerk off. And I was like, oh, my God.
It's right now.
Yeah, oh, my God.
We were talking about that the other day when we were doing the show, because there was one time when I had my ex, it was just, we were on the, like, blog talk radio years ago. Mm-hmm. We started the show. And, like, I was getting railed by my ex-husband while we were doing this, like, serious interview with this guy that had cancer. And it was, like, this heartfelt interview. And I'm, like, at the bathroom sink on the phone doing this interview, like, yeah, it was bad.
Wow.
Was I on that show?
Luke, did you catch that?
No, I think it's when the Power Ranger chick was still on the show.
It was who?
We had
when Kara.
Actually, she was the yellow Power Ranger in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Did she pass away?
No, that was the Asian one.
That wasn't she yellow?
Yeah, but the
it's a different actress.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she got replaced, and I'm sure Jeffrey would gladly throw them into a fire as well.
I love my girls. And then Katrina. Yeah. And then, okay.
I'm not nearly as interesting.
So, wait. So, he's got this podcast with Deborah. So, it's your friend, right? Like, mm-hmm. Is your fag hag? I've seen a couple of them now.
No, Deborah DiGiovanni is like, she's like famous in Canada. She's a huge comedian in Canada. So, she takes me on tour with her and stuff. And we also live a block apart. So, we're just like best friends.
And then you guys left it on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
About a guy texting you that wants you to wear a skirt.
Yes.
What the fuck is that?
So I've never really done something like that for a guy before, but
it's not that bad. Don't worry about it.
I feel like I can figure it out. Yeah. I've never dressed up in any sort of way, much less a skirt. But I'm getting at the age where I'm just like, sure. Like, why not? Like,
and how old are you?
34.
Oh, so we're the same age.
Yeah.
See, I feel like you're like, oh, I'm in my prime. This is great. And I'm like, man, just put a bullet in me. I'm done.
No. My expectations are dropping. So I'm just like, sure. If you want to put me in a denim skirt, let's go shopping.
Well, I'm married, so
my
expectations have been gone for a while.
The skirts ain't cutting it anymore, are they, Katie?
Wait, it's April, isn't it? Oh my God, my anniversary is on Monday. Well,
do married people not have sex? How long have you been married?
We've been married for 7 years on Monday.
And how long?
I haven't had sex for 6 years.
Well, I just had a baby in December, so the sex life's been a little slow. Thank you. But I'd say we like each other more than most married people, honestly.
Well, that's good. I hope so.
Their pictures are like mushy.
Oh, shut up. Oh, he's cute. He's a good fella. I like him. I guess I'll keep him. You know, 7 years, term policies, probably.
Still late in the game to switch it up.
I'm too old. I swear to you, if I got back out in the dating field, I don't know what I'd do. My friend, she's newly divorced. She's on Tinder. She's a few years younger than me. Mm-hmm. So she's showing me this app. I just don't understand it.
Oh, you have missed
out. I can't do it, though. Like, I feel like I'm out to pasture because I'm in my 30s as well. And I'm more or less a corpse in gay years.
Well,
throw me in the fire, Jeff.
When I got engaged and got married, so I kind of missed out on like the big peak of it because my husband and I just kind of like got together at the end of like 2011, beginning of 2012, and haven't
missed it. But you guys, Jeffrey and Luke, are you on Grindr and stuff?
No, I don't have Grindr. But I'm in a small town, so there's no point me going on there because I'm going to run into those people in public. I don't want to deal with that.
Sure. And
Jeffrey, we got to get you on Grindr because I want to see it. I want to see
no,
it.
No, I mean, I yes. was. Yes. No.
I'll yes. Say,
no. Wait, why do you feel like that? Why do you say like, no, no?
Well,
no, he's going to
like,
do it.
So when I first like separated from my husband, I mean, I was a whore for a while. You know what I mean? I would say I dated, but I'll just be honest, I was a whore. So now
did you wear a skirt?
Like, I'm gonna go to therapy and like not drink and like figure out my own crazy shit and just kind of do me and do all this stuff that I kind of gave up, and then I'll worry about dudes because I really got enough dick for a while.
Is there all think that? No. Yeah.
No, we're gonna get him on Grindr because now I gotta see this.
Oh, it's entertaining. Yeah. I mean, I'll still like click on it every now and again just to be nosy because I'm so nosy.
Okay, like, so when this is all over, we're gonna get together and you're gonna show me Grindr.
No, but I'm really pissed because you know what? Had this Corona bitch not happened right now, after my uncle's funeral, I could have been banging random straight guys. So I'm pissed as shit. Because
what are you, Joe Exotic? Is that your new nickname? Are we calling you Joe Exotic now?
No, but like, you know, Italian guys. All those like toxic masculine guys, this freaking Zach likes to talk about in his stand up bags. I'm like, oh my God, it's so true. That's why when I saw one of your stuff on YouTube one day, I was like, dude, I love this guy because it's all true. I'm like, toxic guys. I'm like, the straight ones. I'm like, give them to me. But then I want to get rid of them right away. I don't want to date them.
What did that have to do with your uncle's funeral?
Oh, you don't? No, don't get him going again. Don't get him going.
Is this like no, some incest crazy. Story that we're going to venture into? Because it's not even going to shock me anymore.
You can go back and check it out. Jessa! Hi, Jessa! I love you! Sorry, Jessa is on the chat and I just got a shout out to her. I love you, Jessa! Nice to see you!
Aw, yes. Hi, Jessa. Watching Regina Mantinity on point. This is a cool thread. I've never done this before.
Oh, that's my girl. She's the best. I love her. Jeff
is working it. That's smart. Get the dinner, baby.
She's fabulous. She's fabulous. Inside out. I love her. Plain simple.
So is that, sort of, this is going away from dating and Grindr, but I wanted to ask you about your independent film that you did.
Yeah.
Killer Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that? Because, like, I always loved filmmaking, but clearly I had no resources and probably
where are
talent
you?
Or ambition. But but I just would love to hear, because I used to always be like, you know, so involved in like the indie scene and stuff and watching films get off the ground.
Yeah.
So how did it all come about?
I wrote Killer Friends. It's a 10-minute short film. It's like three friends take their fourth on a camping trip to kill him because he's annoying. And I was tired of waiting for a role for me to come along that wasn't like gay hairdresser or like, you know, those like stereotypical gay roles. So I wrote it to showcase myself. And then I wound up directing and producing it. And everything went wrong from start to finish. Everything went wrong. But it wound up like we got all the shots we needed. And then we had a great editor and a lot of people, friends, like worked on favors. And then it played like all over the world and it did pretty well. So yeah, it's kind of just like my expensive like calling card, like our business card. Like I made this. Do you trust me with the money? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we see it at all? Like if we wanted to find it?
YouTube. Yeah.
On YouTube. Oh, yeah.
Killer Friends, Zach Noe Towers. It'll pop right up.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Are you a filmmaker? Or did you used to be a filmmaker?
Look, I was just no budget stuff. I used to love making slashes and stuff and
I
really
love
just getting
horrors my
so
favorite.
So do I.
Yeah.
I grew up with Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street and all of the slashes. and just live for them. I used to love all the bitchy girls in those movies. They'd usually die.
Scream and Clueless are my two favorite movies of all time.
Don't.
I will.
I love Clueless.
Oh, I could quote Clueless from start to finish. No,
I couldn't even watch it with my ex-husband because he's like, bitch, I can't watch it with you. You talk through the whole thing you're saying it as it's happening.
I found the yellow outfit that Cher wears to school, you know, like the yellow tartan outfit my daughter.
We do.
I dressed my daughter as Cher.
It was the only movie I could find comfort in after, like, the divorce, all the crazy shit that was going on in my life. I just watched it on repeat every night, and I was like, I love Cher.
Perfect. It's so good. Yeah, and it's so funny, and hey, Katie's back.
Listen. I've given up friendships over Clueless. I love that movie. I mean, I'm a 90s baby, and I love slashers. So,
Yeah,
she's horror buff, too.
Oh, yeah. Love scary stuff.
I wrote a horror comedy feature that has been bouncing around town and hopefully gets made soon. But that's literally about gay guys getting murdered on a dating app. And
I love it.
It's Scream vibes, you know, just like pop slasher horror.
Yeah.
Listen, the campier the better. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yep.
I wrote a film. Oh, this is going back years ago. It was actually made into a short by a company that's like called, I think they're called Timberwolf Entertainment or something now. And it was a babysitter conspiracy. And I wrote this. It was kind of, you know, like they're snooping through their boss's staff and found out that they're really crazy. But they took just all these liberties with my script. They ended up turning everyone into like just some like random twist with like the wife was a lesbian with one of the babysitters, and you know, they're like popping people off all of a sudden. I'm like,
to be fair,
they ain't my characters anymore.
To be fair, when you've got a babysitter slasher, someone's gotta be screwing someone.
Hopefully.
It's gotta be happening.
Hopefully it's not one of the kids.
But I didn't think it was going to be the homely-ass looking wife. Like, because she was meant to be the villain.
So then was your name still on it?
Yeah, it was. And I asked that guy, I reached out to him a couple of years ago because I had a copy of the short, because that's kind of what they used to promote their company through film festivals and stuff. Yeah. And it got their name on the map. And they've done a lot of – he's even done a Friday the 13th film. He did a couple of them, like just fan films. One's Cold Heart of Crystal Lake, and the other one is The Obsession. And that was like, there's lesbians in that too. He just threw lesbians into everything.
Lesbians.
Just, like, shoo in a lesbian, just storyline, where it's not even appropriate.
Why not?
Why a lesbian? Why not some penis?
Oh, honey.
He was straight. He was a straight male. So I think he just would put in his lesbian fantasies into these films.
It's either going to be a lesbian or a blonde with big boobs.
Oh, all these chicks are obviously straight that were playing these lesbians as well. It was kind of like, you know what they do in porn. You know, like, oh, yeah, I love pussy. No, you don't.
Not lesbian sex at all.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Zach, the way I stumbled upon you one day, like I get bored and I look at different stand-up people on YouTube, and I found one of your, there's like two of them that I found on there. And one of them, you're like going on and you're talking about, you pull up the dude's profile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, perfect. And then the other one, oh my God. They both like had me in stitches because I just thought they were true.
Yeah.
And that's usually like the kind of comics that I tend to like follow and like I think are funny. And then I was like, what other gay comics? And then I was like, I don't know any.
Huh. Oh, I can give you a list.
We've got a couple here that are really big now as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And, you know, just as I said that.
Their names escape you.
Names just escape me. It will come to me, and I'll just throw it in there as soon as it comes. I come off night duty, Zach, so I've had 1 hour sleep.
Oh,
it's morning here. Yeah.
Take a nap. Now, you can take a nap.
Just right on air. Just No, so, Jeff will throw me in a fire. Are you in the world?
I'm in LA.
Okay, you're in LA. How's it going over there?
Where are y'all?
Jeff and I are in New York. We're in central New York.
Okay.
So
I'm in Queensland, Australia.
Oh my God. Wait, what time is it there?
It's very
like 11:46. There we go.
AM?
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. LA is a ghost town. It's so bizarre. Like no one's on the street. It's just like, it's weird. You know, it's almost week four. I've redecorated my entire apartment at this point. I painted it. I got a new couch. I moved all the furniture around.
Is that how you're coping with things? Free couch?
Is what?
Did you get that free couch?
No, that wound up being a scam. This guy was like, I was about to rent a truck. There was this free couch offered on Facebook Marketplace and it was so perfect. And I was like, oh my God, like, can I get this? He's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm going to rent a truck. And then as I was saying, I rented the truck. He's like, oh, actually someone offered me $350 for it. If you can beat that, you can have it. And I was like, it was free. Like, who offered you money for a free couch? So then I just like, stop dealing with that person. And I paid money for this couch and I love it.
Aren't people crazy when they come out? I used to breed boxes, right? Pedigree boxes. This is going back years ago. And these people were trying to haggle me down on the price of the puppy. And they're like, oh, well, it's not really the puppy we wanted. So would you do it cheaper? I'm like, you're absolutely not having the dog.
No.
Please leave.
No. People are crazy. Like, shoot your shot, sure. But like, don't insult me.
So you're decorating your apartment. Is that how you're coping with things right now?
I think so. I think that's the primary response. Because I do like have a pretty active sex life, or I did. And now I'm just like, my poor penis is like alone with me in quarantine. And he's
do you open Grindr with your mask on? So you like don't even look at them.
Oh, yeah. No, see, they were giving me shit earlier in the show because they're like, Jeff just goes right off the cliff with the show and just says outrageous shit. What they don't know is I'm like, wait until he comes on. I'm like, he's open and says all kinds of shit. I'm like, I didn't mention to them that you were talking in one of the shows about your asshole and sending pictures. What the hell was it? What was the...
Listen, sending nudes and talking about being thirsty is totally different than talking about this guy wanted $1,000 for me to fucking bury him. He's going to the ground. Fuck that. $8.99. That's all I'm doing. $8.99. Done.
Why should I have to pay to put an asshole in?
There he goes. No. Listen.
You're talking about sending an asshole picture.
Listen, I'm like one of the only married people of my friends, so I hear about my thirsty friends. Their adventures. Escapades. That's the word I want. Thank you. So this is not shocking to me. Although I did all the nude photos and thirsty texts in my 20s, so you guys are behind. Catch up.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I've sent my nudes to every neighbor who will accept them. And they've sent them back, you know? It's been just like a nice little, I've got a slutty little album of pictures. I can identify my neighbor's dicks in a lineup at this point.
I tried that at the funeral home earlier with the dude that owns the funeral home. Yeah, we had two cameras set up. So the one inside, I was like commenting because he was bending over, like, you know, buffing out the hearse. And he's hot. No, it's this hot Italian.
Wow.
My aunts and my cousin were all like, he's wicked hot. And I'm like, girls, I flip the camera around. Meanwhile, everybody that's in there sitting down with the dead body that the other camera's on can hear what we're saying.
No.
And I'm like totally with my other Italians and my mother that they don't speak to. He is so hot. And then my uncle, who's a homophobe, is like, yo, Jeffrey, he likes women. I'm like, it's never stopped me before. And we have in the
funeral home. Wow.
Oh my God.
No shame.
That's perfect. No, good for you. We're on this planet for too short a time not to suck some random dick.
Listen,
that on my tombstone.
I will put that on there for you, but you know, I'm in no condition to be sending any of those pictures anymore. just everything's drooping and sagging. And
no, the human body is beautiful.
Oh, don't feed me that bullshit. There's nothing pretty about this right now, okay? Do you see what happens to boobs after breastfeeding? It ain't pretty. That's why they have breast lifts. This is why they have breast lifts. Yes, I do plan on getting one. Anyways. Let's move on from this.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I just
sent a whole pick in right now to the chat.
I'm just... Yeah, everyone's having fun with this.
I'm scared to look at the chat room. I'm
like, Luke's
surprisingly, Luke's considering our listeners, they're all pretty gay.
Luke's like, he's hot. He's so hot. Oh, my God. I'm like, Luke, I don't know, but I don't think.
Oh, he is cute. Oh, go ahead, Luke. Shoot your shot. Zach, have you met
this Luke?
Jeffrey's already said, you know, you can't put two South magnets together, can you?
Easy bump and bottom.
It was just like, you know,
two bottoms don't equal a top, bitch.
I feel like the quarantine is making me morph. I do have a theory that if you put two bottoms in a room, one will morph into a top, like an evolution moment. Like a Pokemon.
Like the frogs that change gender, right? Are you trying to
get us because there was a Power Ranger on the show?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
No, I can top.
There we go.
God gave me a bottom, but I can go against his will. And
Wait, can you do that manly voice that you do on stage, that one?
What?
That manly voice that you do on stage.
Oh, I watched that stand up. When the guy said, like, a soldier going to his death.
the torture me after I come.
Yeah.
Like every other boyfriend.
I'm not gonna lie. I think I just got a little hard. I won't lie.
The Show us.
Hey, this is a PG show, Jeffrey. Oh, it's really not now after we've opened it with.
It's a PG show, but we're called Uncensored Radio. So I think we can get away with it.
Okay.
James just pops in to let us know. Okay. I approve. Your straight voice is very good. I lots of flashbacks to bad boyfriends. Oof. if Tessa is still watching, she can attest to
maybe. It was like a flashback to Nam for me then. I was going back to my abusive relationship. I'm like, ooh.
I have cleaning supplies. There's no good background.
No, the chat's actually pretty tame. It's funny. No one's
Jeffrey's just collapsing.
Okay, so I realized I don't really know a ton of gay comics. So did you have gay comics that you looked up to before you started doing this?
Because oh my god, I'm gonna get that kid's name too now.
Like, I mean, like Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh my god. She don't care.
I mean, she
don't care. No, because
I mean, I guess Ant, right? He's a gay guy.
Yeah, and he's like one of my friends. He's great. But I
didn't know of him.
There weren't like a ton of, you know, in my head, like as a kid and like teen, I don't remember seeing gay male stand-ups on television. You know?
I can't think of, like, I mean, Ellen, I feel like she had a sitcom and like came out, but I didn't know her as a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, she kind of started as a stand-up comedian. That's usually like the...
No, I know she did. But I never...
You don't remember that era. I always remember the sitcom. But then I've watched some of Ellen's stand-up. The guy's named Joel Creasy, who's the gay stand-up here. Yeah. He's really popular. And we've also got Hannah Gadsby.
Yep.
And she's got that show on Netflix, which is like, she was really good. I went and saw her live, and she sort of made fun of the institution of marriage on the show I watched. And like, it was called Hannah Wants a Wife. And it was, like really funny stuff, but really thought provoking.
She's a poignant, thoughtful comic. But nowadays there's a ton. Joel Kim Booster, have you heard of him? He's kind of blowing up. And then Mateo Lane is really big. And then Bob the Drag Queen has two comedy specials, if you follow Drag Race at all. And
Well, Bianca as well is a stand-up comic.
Yep.
Yeah. Him, I know. knew of him. I think Mateo.
Mateo's a smoke show. Follow him on Instagram literally for the hot body.
I'm looking up comics now because now I'm concerned that I've missed something.
Yeah, who is Grando when you can Google comics, man?
Who was your favorite when you were younger?
It's not a gay comic, but Sarah Silverman made me want to do stand-up comedy.
Really?
Yeah. She has a special called Jesus is Magic, and it's so funny. It's like offensive now by today's standards, but like it's so funny.
Everything's offensive.
I know. If we look back at our like Facebook updates from like 2004, we're all canceled.
Yeah. It's scary.
Like I'm just.
We would be very much victims of cancel culture nowadays. It just come.
Yep.
Like I'm looking at my list because I was curious as we discussed this of gay comics, and I'm just seeing a bunch of names that I know, and I was like, oh, I think I knew that they were gay, and it just didn't really register.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're in hiding sometimes.
Margaret Cho, like I knew she was gay, I just didn't even think about that.
I guess I'm not. I guess I don't count the lesbians.
Oh, that's so funny.
Lizard.
Wanda Sykes.
Yeah,
Wanda.
Fortune Feenster has a great special out right now.
Who?
Who else do we have on here?
You'd recognize her, I think.
Yeah.
She's on TV.
Wanda Sykes is amazing. Like, her last special that she did, what was it? This Is Not Normal.
Yeah.
Like, she is somebody.
Oh, Alan Cumming. Like,
she's so smart.
Did y'all adore that, Alan Cumming?
Didn't he just kind of come out recently?
No. He's been gay for a long time. Undeniably gay for a long time.
There's no one thinking that man is straight.
About Ellen Carr as well in the UK?
She's on here.
Hilarious.
Okay, maybe I just suck at being gay. I don't know.
Just don't think about it.
Jeff, you're very clearly gay. There's no denying that. Sorry.
I guess I was just more stuck on like Joan Rivers and like Don Rickles.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like anything else. There's probably like 10% of comics are gay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's fewer of us.
I just didn't know about them, I guess. Really? Or like, you know, they weren't main.
There's all these names on this list. You're probably like, oh, I knew that. And you just don't even acknowledge it. Because
names. Like, you know what I mean?
If you're gay, you're gay. Who cares?
They're all nicknames.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Well, who else we have here?
There are a couple of gay comics.
Billy on the Street. What's his last name?
Oh, Billy Eichner.
That one.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one with the rainbows?
No, that's Randy Rainbow.
Oh.
Billy Eichner is Billy on the Street. He like does interviews with people like on the streets of New York. Oh, it's very funny. But he's not a stand-up. He's just like a comedic actor.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Okay. I guess I need to
broaden. So, Zach, what are you doing work-wise right now that everything's shut down?
Not much. I was on tour opening for someone, and that canceled. And then I was writing, like, the opening monologue for the GLAAD Awards, and the GLAAD Awards got canceled.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, literally all of my work truly vanished within, like, 4 days' time. But I'm like working on I'm going back to like working on my own projects and like writing for me at the moment, which is.
Yeah.
And then there's like.
And it's hard for you guys in the entertainment industry too, because you've got to sort of maintain your audience and also your income. I was chatting to another friend of mine. She, her name's Calpurnia, mm-hmm. and she's a showgirl in West Hollywood. And she's like, everything's just shut down. So now she's doing drag shows from her webpage.
I do stand-up shows from, like, Instagram Live and stuff. People organize them, and then, like, the audience can Venmo you a tip. Like, it's so cool. You don't really make money doing stand-up in LA, but I do these shows, and they make, like, 50 or 60 bucks for doing a four-minute set. And it's, like, from the comfort of my living room. I know $50 isn't anything, but, like, from sitting in my living room for 4 minutes, like, that's not bad.
That's good money.
Yeah. So I don't have to sell my body anytime soon because Lord knows that it's depreciated a little bit.
Of this bitch.
Listen.
You're still pretty. Are you going to do any more pick-me-ups? Will there be revival? Or pick-up?
Pick-up? So that roommate is actually, like, too successful to do them right now. He's, like, on two TV shows and filming, like, a movie and stuff. So not immediately, but people do say they really like it.
That was, like, after I found your stand-up, I found that next. And I sat through and, like, was on my back porch just watching them all in a row and cracking up.
Good to hear.
These bitches are out of control.
Pickup is like a YouTube short form series. It's like an alcoholic and a sex addict. They're best friends, but they just have phone calls with each other. And it's just like funny situational phone calls. So it sounds kind of like simpler slash dumb, but yeah, they're cute. And Travis
I'm going to YouTube it after we get off here. I'm gonna watch your film as well.
Watch Killer Friends. I still buy it, and it's like 4 years old.
I'm really keen.
Yay!
Very excited to check it out. Do you want to give everyone your handles to follow and
check out Instagram and Twitter? What's up?
James popped him up before. Pop him up again, James, while he talks.
let's get everyone on this.
Oh, yeah, James, popping me up.
Oh, look at that headshot. Beautiful.
Look at cool, I've got gay face real bad.
Just a little bit.
I love it. Looks beautiful.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, look me up. Hit me up. Slide into the DMs. I'm at the point where I'm responding to everyone's DMs. Crazy or not. I'm lonely. I'm pumping. I'm chatting.
You're going to wear a skirt, girl. You're going to wear a skirt.
You know I have one in my sketch costume closet. I'll do it from quarantine.
Let's see the skirt. You and I will trade skirt pics.
Perfect.
You're probably looking better these days. I'm going to be real honest here.
Well, we'll let the people decide.
Oh, we're not putting this out in public.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a poll.
Yeah, we are.
Fuck no. Fuck no.
Yeah, we're going to do a poll, baby.
Katie, this is why on Grindr, I have a stunt ass.
A stunt ass?
Listen, you know what? I'm very upfront about how much of an ass I don't have.
Listen.
Jeffrey.
Listen.
Jeffrey's a catfisher.
Listen, we're so going over time. I don't care. We don't have to end on time. So what happened was, listen, I'm like the gay Kirstie Alley Ricky Lake, okay? You never know what size I'm going to be, okay? So sometimes my ass just like fucking hangs down the back of my legs and flaps. So sometimes it's not really cute to take a photo, okay? And I have to do extra things. So my other friend, who has the same initials as me, JPE Jr., we decided that, like, we're just going to be, like, whatever. We're both Jeffrey P. E's for last names. So I made him my stunt ass. So he ran, you know, we'll take new ass photos, and he sends them to me, and I use those ones. And then,
this is bullshit.
You think I'm the same name, you psycho?
How dare people catfish on Grindr? How could they?
Right. In my stand-up act, I bitch about guys using fake photos all the fucking time, right? And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. Okay, I got my hair is fake, right? It's all like hair fibers and shit to cover in the like fallout spots.
Looks good. I'm
gonna grab my hair.
I thought that.
The hand's gonna be all black. I got a fake ass. You know what I'm saying? The reason why the camera's up high is so I can get the right angle on my face.
This is
so
bullshit. Can
really see how this bad my bullshit. Ass looks today. And then I'm like, well, but my dick picture is real.
Let's see it.
Yeah, like,
I'll tell you.
That was the PM.
But I'm like, here's the thing when I get their dick picture, I'm mad about when you get a fake dick picture. When it's not the same size, or when you get them, it's like, nah.
You're sending out fake asses. You don't get a say in this.
You know, are you guys like, can I just ask, you know, I have to. So I'm not, okay, I don't know how to like word this.
Uh-oh.
I'm not totally.
What's up?
Do you guys actually enjoy dick pics?
I
don't.
I love dick pics.
I'm sorry, penises aren't pretty. They're not.
Are you kidding me? Katie, you're probably my only straight friend who has not sent me her husband's penis picture.
You're a bad friend, Katie.
You're not going to get one. No, you're not.
Like, you're do you find that? Do your straight friends show you pictures of their penis or their husband's penis? Yeah, well,
straight girls have no, they don't care about the dick pic, so they send it to me if I ask for it. Yeah.
No, oh my God. Like, the last dick pic I got, I think I screamed and, like, threw my phone. It was terrifying.
Oh,
what is that?
There's nothing attractive to me about some guy sending me his meat stick, like, on his...
He's a meat stick. Now I'm hungry.
I'm sorry.
I saved them so that I'm glad you saved them. You know what I mean? Like, after you have a hookup, just in case.
Are you like trophy collecting, like a serial killer, Jeff?
No, but like in case I end up murdered, you have a picture, a screenshot of who the last.
Oh, you've left a trail.
Well, I'm just saying, the last one I got was a. Probably 8 years ago. Okay, so it's before I met my husband and all that. And it's they're barely like boxers. What are they? Boxer like tidy whiteys boxers. I don't know what you call them. Boxer briefs. And it's just clinging to him, and he's like grabbing it, and it's like, is that supposed to turn me on?
Yes.
Am I supposed to be into that?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, baby.
A veiled boner.
That's art, isn't it, Zach?
Listen, like I said, I was at the beginning of this online stuff, so maybe they just weren't good at it yet. I'm missing out.
Is there a rating on this show? Can I say something dirty?
Say it.
Yeah.
Do it.
We're streaming live, and like
it's okay.
You know, it's probably like little old ladies watching this, but go ahead.
A guy sent me like a picture, like a cum shot in portrait mode. And so, like, the cum was in focus, and then everything else kind of like drifted away. And it was art. I submitted it to the Louvre.
It sounds beautiful.
It was gorgeous. And the light lifted off the little petals on his tummy. It was a tiny
That would be the inventive nudes that Jess was just referencing.
That sounds beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
She's
going to be our wedding invitation.
Yes, he sounds like a man.
Maybe I just prefer my friends have sent me their nudes before, and I prefer those.
Your girlfriends
naked? Yeah.
Okay, I think
you're. Why are they doing that? They're like, do I look pretty?
I never think to be straight. By the way, no one. You guys put that label on me. You put that on me.
Oh my God, kids. He's got other shit to do. We gotta go.
Okay.
Let him go.
All right,
let
Zach, thank you so much for chatting to us today. We've loved it. It's been a lot of fun.
Zach, oh God, Zach.
I feel like this episode needs a special rating.
Zach, be careful. He's gonna try to do it to you. He's gonna fly over there.
You can't fly
I can't leave the country.
Okay, you guys be safe. I'm going to click leave studio.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Thursday with Peter Page.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Bye.
Bye.